Today, I would like to talk to you about the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets is one of the seven annual Sabbath days the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob commands all of mankind to observe. Many sincere but misguided Christians believe this fact is not true. They believe the Old Testament is no longer binding or relevant. They believe the Old Testament is a collection of old stories just intended to tickle the fancy of small children and their parents. Professing Christians believe they are New Covenant Christians and they're saved by faith, so they are under no obligation to obey God's law. When asked why the law should not be followed, many answers come to the surface, but the false teaching that the law, along with the Old Testament, was nailed to the cross by our Savior comes to the surface. Sadly, people that believe this, no matter how sincere they may be, they are sincerely deceived and sincerely wrong. The annual Sabbath days were given to us for a very good reason. We all would do well to observe them. They are powerful markers and examples of things that the Almighty has done and will do to rid this earth of sin and deliver His faithful believers from destruction. When people choose to ignore the Almighty's Sabbath days, whether it be trading His weekly Sabbath day, which is the seventh day of the week, for the pagan worship day of Sunday, or whether it be replacing His yearly Sabbath days, which are Passover and the days of unleavened bread, the day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Last Great Day. Replacing Yahweh's holy Sabbath days with the pagan holidays of Easter, which is a celebration of Ashtaroth, a sexual fertility goddess, and Christmas, a day of sun god worship, just to name a couple, and there are many other pagan holidays out there. When people trade God's holy days for pagan celebrations, they are not only losing out on the great messages and the truths contained in His Sabbath days, but they are also breaking God's Ten Commandment law, and they're living in sin. All I can say is this is a very dangerous way to live. As I have said, there is a message contained in the Feast of Trumpets. Each annual Sabbath day is a memorial, a marker, or a shadow of things our Lord God has done in the past or will do in the future. For example, the Passover night is a memorial and a shadow of things to come. The first Passover was when God delivered the Israelites out of the hands of the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh symbolizes Satan and bondage to sin. The Israelites are God's chosen people that were delivered out of bondage. This event is going to be replayed again on a much larger scale when the Almighty God brings judgment to this earth and its inhabitants for their sin and disobedience. He is going to return to take His chosen ones out of this world and deliver them from the hands of Satan once and for all. Now, let's talk about the trumpet's message. The Hebrew word shofar is translated trumpet more often than not in the Old Testament. The shofar, or ram's horn trumpet, was used on numerous occasions by the prophets and the people of Israel to send a message. What is the trumpet's message? The sounding of the trumpet or shofar was used to send a very timeless and meaningful message. The trumpet was blown during the giving of the law at Mount Sinai. The trumpet sounded and got the attention of the people. They feared and trembled. This, no doubt, was a display of God's awesome power and showed the seriousness and the holiness of the law that was going to be presented to a people that had forgotten his ways. Now please turn with me to Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19, verse 16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Now let's go down to verse 19. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. Now turn with me to Exodus chapter 20, verse 18. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. The trumpet also was used to call people to worship on Yahweh's annual Sabbath days, and we can see this in Psalms chapter 81, verse 3. Turn with me to Psalms 81, verse 3. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Now let's turn to Leviticus 23. Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Now let's go to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 9. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 9. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the tenth day of the seventh month. In the day of atonement ye shall make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. The trumpet was blown just prior to the destruction of Jericho. This is a shadow of the future collapse of the cities of this world. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6, verse 4. And seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns. And the seventh day ye shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Now let's go down to verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. The trumpet was used during the return of the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. It was a sound announcing a great event and a sound of rejoicing. Please turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 15. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. The trumpet was also used while anointing King Solomon, which prefigures the anointing of Yeshua, the King of Kings, one who was infinitely greater than Solomon. Please turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 1. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 34. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there, king over Israel. And blow ye with the trumpet, and say, God save King Solomon. The trumpet was used for praising and thanking God, a time of great joy at the dedication of the temple. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles, chapter 5. 2 Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 13. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. The blast of the trumpet, with its unique, piercing sound, could be heard for miles around. And when it sounded, at an unexpected time, fear gripped the hearts of the people. Let's turn to Amos chapter 3, starting in verse 6. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants the prophets. Now turn with me to Zephaniah chapter 1. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 14. The great day of the Lord is near, it is near, and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet, an alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. The trumpet's message exposes sin. Messages symbolized by the shofar always expose sin. There's no uncertainty, no vague hints, no ambiguity, only a clearly understood message which exposes disobedience. Turn with me to Isaiah 58. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Let's go to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 51. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 27. Set ye up a standard in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations. Trumpets will be used to sound the final warning from the Almighty. The details of the seven last trumpets can be found in the book of Revelation, chapters 8 and 9. I strongly urge you to read them. So to summarize, the trumpet was used to send a strong message. It was used to warn, to announce the beginning of judgment, a call to war, a warning of attack. It was used to strike fear into people, to remove the feeling of apathy and indifference in believers and non-believers alike. It was used for the calling of assemblies and to worship on the Almighty Sabbath days. It was used to expose sin. The trumpet in the Bible sends an explicit and detailed message. It can be considered another tongue or language, just as there are many different languages spoken on this earth today. For a message to be of any use, it must be clearly understood by people that it was intended for. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 8. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. Let's go down to verse 10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Messages in tongues are specific languages, and the trumpets of Scripture have a language able to be interpreted very clearly. A message in tongues is not a bunch of mindless babbling, as some Christians believe. I can assure you, mindless babbling is not of God. Yahweh is not the author of confusion. So let me ask, are you listening to the clear message of the trumpets? Are you listening for the trumpet of Yahweh? The prophet Jeremiah, in a vision, actually heard the trumpet of Yahweh that will sound all over the earth. And here are his words. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 4. Jeremiah chapter 4. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace. Because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Once again, please read Revelation chapters 8 and 9. To understand the severity of the seven trumpets yet to sound in our future. Now let's turn to the words of the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 18. Isaiah chapter 18, verse 3. All ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see ye. And when he lifteth up an ensign on the mountains, and when he bloweth a trumpet, hear ye. Tragically, most people are not interested in the messages from the Bible. They have their own agenda, and most will do as they please. This is true of many professing Christians as well. Will you be one of them? Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 17 says, "Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken." So here are some concluding questions for all of us to ponder. Do I see God's message as being just as relevant today as it was with the Old Testament Israelites? Have I heard Yahweh's clear trumpet-like message about His Sabbaths? Did I understand it fully? Was it clear to me? What has my response been to the trumpet's message? Do I keep Yahweh's Sabbaths? If not, will I start to keep them? Having understood the message, do I pass it on to others, my neighbors, my relatives, my community? Am I looking forward to the seven trumpets when the earth's systems will collapse? Am I ready for the great trumpet, the last trump, when Jesus will return and the living will be changed and the dead will arise? Regardless of the world's response, or even that of popular churches, trumpeters must sound the alarm and warn the world. Our lives depend on passing the message. We dare not keep silent. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people not be warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. It is my hope today that the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will give everyone hearing this message the wisdom, understanding, and the strength to obey God and keep His appointed feast days. Amen.